Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I don't care who they are, what they're supposed to know and be. God's not in this kind of disrespect and dishonor. Is He? So when you hear it, don't listen to the rest. Don't let them finish their story. Don't let them finish their spiel. Say, no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Disrespect. And so verse 9, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave to her husband with her, and he did eat. And they sinned and they fell. Their fellowship with God was cut off. They were driven out of their beautiful garden. They became vulnerable to disease and aging and depression. And instead of just beautiful flowers and peace, there were thorns. The animals started killing each other and ripping each other apart. See, that never existed in the first part of it. The Bible tells us when everything is restored, the lion lay down with the lamb. So, see, we think, well, this is just the natural world. No, the natural world has been messed up with sin. It all started with a question, didn't it? Disrespectful. Question. Friends, let's don't be foolish. Let's learn how the enemy works. So how did it start? Help me out. How did it? With a disrespectful question. And one thing led to another. Then he's got their senses involved and what they're seeing and what they're hearing and what they're feeling. And the temptation gets stronger and they ruin their life. They ruined their life. Started with a disrespectful question. Here's number three. Let's go over them again. Number one's what? Questioning. Number two's what? Contradicting. And number three is ignoring. They had to ignore what God had so plainly told them to do this. Didn't He? He asked, He said, has God said? And she told Him, yeah, this is what God said. They both were crystal clear, don't eat of the fruit of that tree. They knew it. And God told them, if you do, you're going to die. They knew that. They were clear. They had to ignore that to just go on and eat the fruit. Didn't they? They had to ignore what they should have been respecting. One of the greatest ways to disrespect is to ignore. To ignore. Listen to the 13th verse. The 13th verse, the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me. The serpent beguiled me. Young's literal says, the serpent has caused me to forget. Well, that's literally what the Hebrew says that she said. And that's another way of saying, did she choose to forget about what God had told her? Did Adam choose to forget what God had so plainly told them? Is this not ultimate disrespect? To just act like he didn't say anything? Ignoring. You hear people say oftentimes, somebody's over them is asking them, said, did you do what I told you to do? I forgot. Evidence of disrespect. You might as well say, it didn't mean anything to me, and I didn't care. That's why I didn't remember. See, people use I forgot as an excuse. But the truth is, you don't forget things that are really important to you. Somebody says, come down to the bank. Somebody left you $1 million. Be there at 8:30 tomorrow morning. 3 weeks do not pass. And they say, why didn't you come? And you say, I forgot. You don't forget. What's important, if it's important to you, if you have to, you'll set 5 alarm clocks and you'll get up 3 hours early, right? When you say, you keep saying, I forgot, you're just saying, it didn't matter to me. Wasn't important to me. I didn't care. They should have respected God. They chose to treat what He told them as insignificant. They should have believed God. Instead, they questioned Him and let this entity question Him and listen to it and entertained it. And in so doing, they despised what God had told them. They ignored what God had told them. And the next thing you know, if you despise Him, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be despised. You're going to be lightly esteemed. They were fellowshipping with God on His level, clothed with the glory in a perfect garden where it's never too hot, never too cold, no pain, no discomfort, nothing. Now they're out in animal skins, grubbing in the dirt, dirty, stinky, pain, uncomfortable. Are they being honored? No. They're being treated like they treated Him. They treated Him unimportant. They ignored what He said. Now there they are, fallen. And He didn't do it to them. They did it to themselves by their choice. You do understand, we have a choice every day, don't we? Of what we respect and what we ignore. What we question disrespectfully. Questioning. Contradicting. Ignoring. Here's the fourth one. Here's the fourth one. After they had partaken of the forbidden fruit, after they had sinned, verse 9, God called Adam. And He said, Adam, where are you? And verse 10, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And He said, did you eat of the fruit? I told you not to. And He said, well, the woman that you gave me, and she gave it to me. And let's just stop right here. Disrespect deflects. Deflects. Deflection. To deflect means to bend or to turn aside, to turn from a true course or a straight line. God asked him a question. What's a straight line answer? Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? What's a straight line answer? Right here, God. Why didn't he say that? Why didn't he answer that? Where are you, Adam? He said, well, I heard your voice and I was afraid. And so I hid. He starts explaining, which is rebellion. Why? Because he said, I know what you asked me, but I'm not going to answer what you asked me. I'm going to answer it the way I want to answer it. And why would he do that? Because he wants to deflect the attention and focus off of him onto something else and somebody else, which is deceptive. It takes humility and honesty to answer the question and take responsibility. Doesn't it? Where are you? Help me out. What's the answer? What's the straight line? Where are you, Adam? Right here, God. Did you eat of the fruit I told you not to eat of? What's the answer? Yes, Lord. Yes. But he didn't do that. What's he doing? Now, listen, friend. I'm not talking about you have to answer anything that anybody asks you. Mm-mm. We're talking about somebody over you in a position or in a situation. When they ask you something, there's a lot of people who have asked me questions and I just don't answer them. They're not over me. I had a reporter catch me sometime. some while back and tried to just grill me with questions. And I just smiled and said, "No, I don't know you. I have nothing to say to you." Started to say, "You're not my friend. You know, why would I want to give you ammunition to try to hurt me?"
Right.
You know, they're not over me. I don't owe them any kind of an answer. But I'm talking about, I'm understanding God is over Adam. So then you don't dance around when he asks you a question, or anybody he told you to show respect to or show honor to ask you a question, you answer that question. Now, if they want to know more, they can ask. Or if you want to tell more, you can ask them if they want to know more. But tell me what the first thing you do. What the first thing you do, you don't deflect, you answer. You don't try. See, he said, "Did you eat of that fruit I told you not?" He said, "Well, the woman that you..." What's he trying to do? Everybody say deflection. What's, he's trying to deflect it. The spotlight, God has said, "Did you?" And the spotlight is boom. And Adam's in the spotlight. The honest thing to do is to stand up and say, "Yeah, I did it." But no, he says, the woman. You know, you gave me that woman. No. Can we make some changes, friends, in our life? Can we eliminate this disrespect? That, see, the enemy has, the Bible said he's very subtle, very crafty. He has infected the church with it. It's gotten out of from the world into the church, and now generations of people are smart-mouthed and defiant and questioning and question. You know, people think, well, it's a sign of intelligence to question authority. No, it's a sign of the devil. There's some questions ought not be asked. There's no way you can ask it in respect. And there's only one response. When God's in something and God's told you to show respect to something, you must show deference. Everybody say deference. Deference. To defer to. That means you give it a place over you, you take a place under it. And God's not going to make you do that. You have to do it yourself. The Bible didn't say God's going to humble you. He's going to make you submit. That's religion. People have come up with that. He told you to submit yourself. It's up to you. You can defy God if you want to. But people are fools if they do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me